recording.
Oh gosh.
Damn it, Fred!
I'm hitting record. Boom. Hit record.
I'm already recording. Mike's gonna have to line this up later.
Good luck lining this up later, Mike.
I appreciate that.
It's a hot mess.
You know what else is a hot mess? This movie on Caped Chronicles, episode number 34. We are going to be talking... I don't even know why Andrea brought this movie up.
Don't blame Andrea for this. This was all you, Mike.
I mean, this is August 17th, and it's, 10:30 at night for me, and I'm going to be talking about Spawn from 1997. This garbage fire of a movie that I'm going to try to remain as positive as a maggot-covered pizza. And I am Mike, and joining me, as always, on Caped Chronicles is Carrie. What's up?
You say you're going to be positive, but you're already calling it a garbage fire. I don't understand.
You know what else is a garbage fire? Skid marks. Hey, what's up, Carrie?
Ew.
Andrea?
Ew.
Yeah, okay, I will actually take personally a quote from Jason Wynn and say, when this is all over, Mike, I will personally deep fry your lard buttocks, okay? I am doing fantastic aside from that. You throwing me under the bus. I'm tired. Fred and I went on a long hike today, so I just want to be on the couch and... groan in pain.
Groan in pain. You know who else was groaning in pain? This guy on here, Al Simmons. Hey, Fred, what's going on?
What did I just watch? I have no idea.
Oh. Well, apparently there was a superhero movie that I missed, and we're going back to watch two of them that
I'm glad we missed it, and I'm pretty pissed off that we're going back.
So... spoiler alert, but the best part of this movie was it was only 90 minutes.
It was the end. When the ending credits came on.
Oh my gosh.
There was no after credits scene. So that was a boom plus.
There was actually only one good scene in this whole entire movie.
The end?
I waited to the end of the credits to see if there was any scene, and there was not.
Oh my goodness. Well, Fred, how are you?
I'm doing really great. The hike today was amazing. I feel beat up, and I'm ready to take my vengeance out on this movie.
Oh, dear.
You know who I'm ready to take my vengeance out on? I'm not going to say it because Carrie's going to get mad at me. But you can find out by going to randomchatter.com/community and finding our Discord page and talk to us about it in Discord. And ask us, hey, Mike, what are you so mad about? You probably never heard it, but what are you so upset about? But find us in Discord. Chat with us. We all have a blast sometimes. Sometimes we get on each other's nerves. But hey, again, what's living if you never pull your shorts down and slide in the ice a little bit? So go to that channel as well. And you can also look at our TeePublic store for all of our logos on pillows.
Not all of our
stickers,
logos. Only three logos.
Three logos. Guardians of the MCU, DC Talk, and the Random Chatter Tee.
Yeah, what's up with updating this logo, dude?
Huh?
I thought you were updating the Caped Chronicles logo.
I have been busy.
You've been busy.
Me.
It's okay.
I've been busy.
It's okay.
Right.
I'm just rousing you right now.
I know.
Because I can.
I know. I've been busy railing against sci-fi. Anyways, so you can email us at thecapedchronicles@randomchatter.com. You can also find me on Discord. I'm there as well, but also on Twitter. You can find the network at Random Chatter. You can find at Caped Chronicles is also Twitter. You can find me at the DC Fanboy. Carrie, what about you?
You can find me at Carrie Blackfire 42. That's K-E-R-I Blackfire 42.
Andrew, what about you?
You can find me at Cat's Bears. That's K-A-T-Z-B-E-A-R-Z.
And Fredders, what about you?
You can find me online on Twitter at FreddyWonKenobi. That's FreddyWon Kenobi. Or you can find me in Discord. It's probably the best spot.
That's right. We're all there. So join us. Check us out. Give us a review on what you think about us. But without further ado, Fred, why don't you start us off with a little bit of summary of this movie from 1997, Spawn.
All right, a covert government assassin, Al Simmons, is killed after being double-crossed by his boss, Jason Wynn. Upon arriving in Hell, Simmons is offered an opportunity to return to Earth if he is willing to lead an evil army. He accepts and is reincarnated as Hellspawn, a twisted, horribly disfigured version of his former self. However, Spawn serves as a force of good, much to the dismay of the devil's henchman, a wicked clown.
So, the runtime for this movie is 1 hour and 36 minutes that I'll never get back in my life.
Nope.
It was rated...
I said that without cracking a single smile.
It is rated R. It was released on August 1st, 1997. So, almost... It's a little over 22 years to the day. Cool.
You know what's funny? That while we were watching the movie, I needed to go to the washroom, and I was like, okay, good. Some time off from this awful movie. You know what Fred did? Pause the movie. You don't do that. You continue the movie.
The original budget for this movie was $20 million, but because of the special effects, they went to the company and asked them if they could have $20 million more. So the budget ended up being $40 million for this movie. What the freak did they use the $40 million on? Because they sure won special effects.
Cape figures.
It was all on the cape.
It was all the cape.
Yeah.
It was on hiring the dog Spaz.
Yeah.
That too.
The opening week in domestic for this movie was $19.7 million. It grossed domestically in its lifetime, according to Box Office Mojo, $54.8 million. Worldwide, it grossed $87.8 million. Rotten Tomatoes score, the critics gave it an 18%. I typically don't agree with critics on Rotten Tomatoes, but I agree with these critics on Rotten Tomatoes this time, and the audience gave it a 36%.
I'm not sure what the audience is smoking, but okay.
I don't know either.
So anyway, movie rankings. This came out a week after Air Force One and Good Burger.
Home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? We should have watched Good Burger.
No.
That sounds a lot more fun.
This also came out the same week as Air Bud, and it only made it to second place in the box office after Air Bud, I'm guessing.
Yes, it never made it to the first spot in the box office.
Wow.
Well, mainly because Air Force One came out the week before,
and Air Force One was one of the top movies of the year. I'm sure that's part of it, but yeah, wow. That's so sad. For rankings, it ranks 104th in comic book adaptations, 90th in superhero movies, 40th in superhero origin movies. All-time domestic is over 1,500th, 1,535. Movies that came out in 1997, it ranks 34, and movies that came out worldwide in 1997, it ranks 43rd. Ouch.
And for those who kind of don't know what came out that year, Titanic came out that year.
Uh-huh.
And crushed everybody.
Of course.
The Lost World came out that year. Men in Black came out. The New Tomorrow Never Dies with Pierce Brosnan came out. Air Force One obviously came out. I'm trying to think of another one. Batman and Robin came out that year.
Flubber. Robin probably did better than this, I'm guessing.
These are all movies that did better than it so far. Flubber.
Yeah.
Came out that year. Starship Troopers came out, and it did better than Spawn.
Wow. So for comic book adaptations, it was what, ranked 104?
Yeah.
So that was out of a total of 174. So it was just below Fantastic Four and just above Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wow, really?
Wow.
TMNT.
TMNT, yeah.
Is that the original one or the 2007?
The 2007 one, yeah.
That makes a little more sense.
That's awful.
That would be a crime otherwise.
It did rank. So we did Blade Trinity not too long ago. That was 107, so three ahead.
I'll watch Blade Trinity before I watch this again.
I don't think this should be above anything. I think it should stay in hell. Like, right at the bottom, Satan. No.
Oh, anyways, it was an interesting rankings. I still can't believe that it beat out some of the ones that that we've already seen, but it did.
Mm.
It did. So, Andrea, why don't you tell us a little bit about the cast and crew and probably why their careers never went anywhere after this?
Oh, I wouldn't say that on some of these.
I'm just kidding.
No, with pleasure. So the director, producer, and writer was Mark A.Z. Dip. I don't know. He did Halloween Town High. He did the visual effects for Jurassic Park, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and Back to the Future Part 2. I'm pretty shocked by the first two that he did the visual effects for those, but I guess with time and like with the technology being better.
And quite frankly, you know visual effects and director is, two different sets of skills, I guess.
But yeah. You're the director, though, but you're seeing the visual effects. And here's the thing, Jurassic Park came out, 4 years before this?
Uh-huh.
Technology advanced. We had Batman and Robin, for goodness sake. I mean, we had nipple suits and tight butt suits.
That's true.
I mean, why could we not get any... I will say, the dude did remind me of... we'll get into this later, but he did remind me of the way his helmet came on, of mm-hmm. Venom.
I kept on saying it reminded me of like a cross between Venom and the Punisher. His chest plate looked a little bit more Punisher-esque. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Continue.
So, actors. The actor, Michael J. White, he played Spawn, also known as Al Simmons. He was Gamble in The Dark Knight, Black Dynamite in Black Dynamite, Ben Turner and Bronze Tiger and Arrow. John Leguizamo, he played Clown, also known as the Violator. He was a Violator. Yes. Let's just leave it at that.
He violated my mind.
Yes. Oh.
I think I have PTSD.
I have YouTube red.
Like, no. He played Luigi Mario in Super Mario Bros. He played Beck in Assault.
Whoa. Did you just say Super Mario Bros?
Yeah. Mario Brothers?
It's called Super Mario Brothers.
Hey, I'm reading what it says there.
That's the abbreviation for brother.
Okay,
holy
bro.
Crap, Andrea. Sneaking millennials.
okay. So he played Beck in Assault on
Precinct 13.
Precinct
13. Thank you, guys. He played Sid in the Ice Age movies. That's the only good thing that came out of him. But I will never see it the same way.
I tell you what, watching this movie, I knew that he played Sid or voiced Sid in Ice Age movies. All I saw was Sid the Sloth as he was talking at certain points.
I'm glad I did not know this until now.
Oh.
And then he also played Aurelio in John Wick 1 and 2. Martin Sheen was Jason Wynn. Is he related to Charlie Sheen?
Yes.
He looked like him.
It was the way they dyed because they dyed his hair black. That's Charlie. That's Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez's dad.
So crazy because I saw him and I was like, that looks like Charlie Sheen, but it's not. Now it makes total sense. He played Jed Bartlett in West Wing, Uncle Ben in The Amazing Spider-Man, and Captain Benjamin in Apocalypse Now. We had Teresa Randall. She played Wanda Blake, and she was, funny enough, Teresa in Bad Boys 1 and 2, and Juanita Jordan in Space Jam.
We're going to the Space Jam, Space
I love
Jam.
That.
I have a feeling one of you would appreciate me adding that one.
I loved it. It was my jam. Nicole Williamson was Callistrago. He was in Merlin. Merlin in Excalibur. Little John and Robin and Marion. And Dr. Worley, also Gnome King in Gnome Return King to Oz.
And if you guys haven't seen that movie, there are reasons why these children are traumatized by things. I mean there are reasons why 80s children can totally deal with stuff now, because we got traumatized by in a good way by Return to Oz and Neverending Story and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. Neverending Story. Oh my gosh. Yeah. D.B. Sweeney played Terry Fitzgerald. He also played Doug Dorsey in Cutting Edge, Uncle Randy in SWAT, and the voice of Aang in The Legend of Korra.
Sweet.
Melinda Clark, she played Jessica Priest. She was Grace Van Dahl in Gotham, Amanda and Nikita, and she was the voice of Madame Macmulay in Avatar The Last Airbender. And then we have Frank Welker, who was the voice of the devil male Bulgia. He was the voice of Megatron.
He's still the voice of Megatron. He is the, except in the Michael Bay trilogy, he is the only person who's ever voiced Megatron ever.
Interesting. He was in Fred Jones since 1969.
No, he's the voice of Fred in Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
And he's been the voice of Scooby-Doo since 2002.
Oh, he was also Abu.
Yep. Every time you see Abu on screen, he's the voice. And if you have to ask which Cave of Wonders we're talking about, which Aladdin movie we're talking about, the answer is yes. Both of them.
Oh, cool. he was also the dragon from Shrek and Stripes from Gremlins. And then for composer, it was Graeme Revell.
Graeme Revell, yep.
He was a composer for The Craft, The Crow, The Crow. Whoa.
Wow.
The Saint, Gotham, the Riddick movies, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, and also Titan A.E.
A.E.?
All right.
Yeah. I need to go visit Planet Bob after watching this movie.
Fred, as far as for Origin of the Hero... If you don't want to have to deal reading all the powers and abilities, you don't have to. But where did Spawn come from?
All right, in 1992, Image Comics, Spawn's number one, opened with a mysterious figure stalking the Manhattan rooftops, musing on the nature of life and death. His past was largely a mystery, but this didn't prevent the comic book buying public from embracing the new anti-hero. Not only would Spawn break sales records for its debut issue, it would consistently outsell almost every comic released by Marvel and DC, often ranking as the highest selling title in the market, period. Originally a human named Al Simmons, Spawn was cursed into life of a hellspawn akin to a reverend after his deal to see his wife Wanda Blake one last time and became a costumed warrior fighting against the forces of hell and heaven in order to protect the human world from the apocalyptic wars they were planning. One of his most famous arch nemesis is the Violator, the other two being Male Bulgaia and the Redeemer. The Spawn series is reputed to have helped to popularize the anti-hero as a main character in the comic book since the comic came out in a period of time when the darker hero started to emerge and gain much more publicly in the comic books.
Hmm.
So for powers and abilities, I'm not going to go through all of these here, but the highlights are superhuman strength, speed and durability, regenerative healing factor, energy manipulation, time manipulation, reality warping and dimension manipulation, zoopathy, and necromancy.
Anything we're missing there? I didn't think so. So, moving on to a little bit about our backgrounds in the movie. This is the first and will probably be the last time I will ever see this movie.
This is the second time I've seen this.
You poor soul.
I fair warning. I I almost tried to talk Mike out of insisting on this one, but he was so insistent I didn't have the heart to tell him I told you so.
I just asked if it was a hero movie.
Sorry. I mostly regretted it the first time.
I remember when this movie first came out, I never saw it, and I felt bad that I missed it, and I always thought about watching it, and I didn't until now, and now I'm full of regret.
I caught it on cable, and it was like, okay, the movie's starting, I'll just sit down and watch it. That's an hour and a half, I won't get back. However, I mostly kept watching because, as a Buffy fan, this was the first thing I saw Romeo Scott do after her character got killed off in Buffy. I'm like, oh, she's in this. Okay. She played Miss Calendar in the first two seasons of Buffy. So I was like, she's in this. Okay, I'll keep watching. And, yeah.
Andrew, what about you?
I think this is one of those movies that I'll probably, if my child misbehaves, I'll have them sit through it. When they are of age to be able to endure this. Like, that little girl...
Have you ever seen Clockwork Orange?
No.
Oh, so basically they just take a guy and make him watch all these, like, weird video clips and stuff, and it really messes with him?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's...
Our kids.
You're gonna hold the kids' Holy eyes crap. Open like they didn't crack with the orange show?
Yeah. This is the first time I've watched it. It will be the last. I would never tell anybody about this movie. Let's just keep it, again, underground, because I don't want to think about everything that I just saw.
Oh dear.
Alright, so
like,
as we move.
No, before we continue. No, I have things to say.
please continue, Andrea.
Usually when I watch a movie, like after a hike or after a run, like I get really tired, and like if I'm on the couch, I'll probably fall asleep. This was just so captivating in the most horrendous way. I did not feel tired.
You could.
I needed to see the train wreck.
It's a dumpster
it's like
fire
you can't stop staring at.
Like,
it's so bad. It's getting bonus
like,
points.
Like, can we just like, take a moment? And I am sorry, please, nobody ever like bring this up. Okay. Spawny, he's our man. If he can't kill him, no one can. Yay, Spawny! S to the P to the A to the on. S to the P to the A to the on. Go Spawny! Go Spawny! Like, how can you not just look at the TV and be like, who do I have to kill to stop this?
Like,
this is part of the movie.
What did I just watch?
Like, hey, Wanda, what do you think of my little head? Like, no.
Yeah, okay, the clown was disgusting.
So his
obsession with Wanda was just gross. I mean, I get that he was trying to get Spawn to lose his crap. But,
I learned two things from the clown. He said, and I quote, "You're dead." D-E-D, dead. So I know how to spell dead now. And then I learned how...
Oh, I learned how to spell dead from Men in Tights, but okay.
I learned how demons get their wings. And I quote, "Every time someone farts, a demon gets his wings." Again, very educational. Never thought I'd have to deal with this.
Andrea, I think you just killed the boys.
I'm broken.
You definitely killed Mike.
I am bound to kill someone for watching this.
And the look on Fred's face is like, I have no idea what I'm listening
he
to.
He probably doesn't want to get out of his office.
So
every time you fart, okay. A demon gets his wings. Then about like five demons got their wings on this movie when the Violator farted. He's just walking around farting. And the little green gas just popped up on the backside of a little squeegee.
And that's
we have broken Mike.
I just want to know how he took his underwear off in one go.
It's, have you ever seen Bruce Almighty that he does that?
Sorry, Kara, I didn't catch what you said.
I'm not even trying to figure that out. I don't even want to know. That just, no.
Oh my gosh.
It's a superpower.
And when he dresses up as Wanda and he's feeling himself and then he touches his butt and he's like, oh, it's hairy. And then he looks and he realizes that he transformed back into the clown. I am traumatized. I might on Monday have to call a therapist. Like,
I knew there was something off with her being stabbed, but they just took so long with the reveal of, like, what's going on here, guys?
Well, you know, the clown, I hate clowns. This is a very creepy clown, like you said. He smokes in front of the kids at the birthday party. He says very inappropriate things like, I got more tricks in his bag than a hooker. I'm like, whoa. He's a kid. Like, you said he's in front of a kid.
That doll that he gives the little girl, no wonder by the end of the movie, she's not fazed that her mother died. Like, I would not be. I'd be like, okay,
her mom gets stabbed and she doesn't even flinch.
No. She gets pulled by the hair and she doesn't even care. The clown, and I quote, no more clowning around. I'm not the vindicator, or the victimizer, or the vaporizer, or the vibrator. I'm the violator. Like, no.
How many awards did this thing win at the Academy?
None.
Nothing.
Did it win with lines like that, though? I didn't look it up.
Oh, well, y'all looked that up. I must say, speaking of off the clown for just a second, the opening credits gave me a headache.
Yeah, you know how happy I was that was like 5 minutes long? I was like, damn, like this is a whole movie. I'm so happy. I didn't think we were going to get a new movie.
The whole story itself, in the scenes, it just felt like very choppy. And rushed, like they edited out a bunch of stuff that was supposed to take place, because it went like from him turning from Al Simmons into Spawn took like 5 minutes, like boom 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 boom, like back to back to back. I'm like, whoa, what the crap just happened?
Okay, so it was nominated for Best Makeup at the Saturn Awards.
Okay,
and
I can give it
nominated
that.
For 3 Blockbuster Entertainment Awards.
There's a reason Blockbuster's out of business.
Favorite male newcomer, Michael Jai White. Favorite horror supporting actor, John Leguizamo. And favorite horror supporting actress, Teresa Randall. And there were a couple other nominations, but I've never heard of these. I've never heard of these festivals. Yeah.
So can we just get it out of the way? The CGI in this movie was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, except I think they spent their entire CGI budget on the cape, which is complete on Spawn's cloak, which is completely well deserved. That I want that cloak.
Or the Violator's gas, green gas.
No.
It's one of the two. Whoops, sorry, that was me.
Oh my god.
So, I think there's what, 2 or 3 really good parts of this whole movie. There all was, right. Yeah, Carrie's nailed it. The cape was fantastic.
Yes, I'll give it that. That was good.
We all want that. That was great. That was cool. Probably one of the best shots in the movie was him standing there with his cape flowing behind him. Number 2, when the clown turns into Cho'Gath. So, our League of Legends fans would love that.
Yeah.
And the end of the movie. those were probably the 3 most important points of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Was that when he was trying to keep his head up with his tongue, because he was falling? He kept falling over.
No, I think.
Well,
I think
the big Fred, monster that he turns into.
I'll show you.
No, I think Fred Meansley when the credits start rolling.
He reminded me of the giant bug on Men in Black.
That too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's who I saw that one.
But I'd rather watch the giant bug than than that. But that was also Vincent D'Onofrio. So, I know
did
what my
like
preferences.
I did like Spaz. He was one of the best parts of the movie.
The dog. Yep. It felt like an 80s movie, but with really bad early 90s special effects.
Yeah,
they were trying for a more 80s feel, especially with all the misogyny and just the really really weird graphics and stuff, and the weird way they were cutting through scenes and stuff, but and also the flashbacks. But yeah, like, dude, we've gotten so much better about filmmaking since the 80s. You couldn't have done something to improve that.
What did we watch before this? What was that movie we watched?
The last movie we watched?
Yeah. I can't remember now. It's like a black hole after this one.
I think this burned a hole in my brain.
It wasn't Fantastic Four. No,
yeah,
Sky High.
Oh, Sky High.
Sky High,
Sky
yeah.
High was so much better than this.
Yeah, I'll watch Sky High again. Before I watch this again.
I mean, I don't. Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. What other stuff did I see? Oh, right. This is after 1986, after 1989. So Russia is now our friend. So if we want to fight communists, we have to go elsewhere. So let's go to North Korea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
When he guns everybody down.
Yep. Big ass desk, teeny tiny computer screen with a computer voice to give away everything that you're doing. That's very 90s.
Yes.
Yep.
The only thing I was really impressed with, I think that was the church from The Crow. I think they did look like the same set.
So you mentioned the big desk and the tiny computer screen. Did you notice that Terrence, when he was on the computer,
uh-huh.
Okay, he was also typing on the keyboard, but he was touchscreening the computer.
Yeah.
Like with a big old monitor behind it, and he was touchscreening the computer.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was hysterical.
The whole disk drive built into the desk, that's also very, very, like... Oh, this is how we think the computers are going to be in like the future type thing, and
right.
It's so not.
No.
Yeah, like there was one point where he's like, "Oh, I just sent you an email. Let me know if you get it or not."
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Let me know if you get it.
Because, like, you know, email was just invented not too long before, or the internet just went mainstream not too long before this movie came
out.
That's something interesting to think about too. Is that how the internet came along, like right as this movie was coming out?
Well, and also it's like they don't tell you when it takes place exactly, but there's 5 years a five year jump between when Al Simmons dies and he comes back. So in between that time, it kind of went from, you know, normal everyday, I'm not even sure where they are, city to,
yep,
like Highlander 2.
Yeah.
Like,
so speaking of the clowns, quotes, in the name of all the people and things of hell, I dub thee Spawn, the general of hell's armies. Arise, your Christmas. Arise, Duke of Deep Fried, Sultan of Sizzling, Emir of Ooey Gooey.
Like, I just,
yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I'm looking. you know, going back to your quote, Andrea. I'm looking at the quotes on IMDb. Oh, well. Every time someone farts, a demon gets his wings. He farts twice. Oops, twins.
Wow.
Let's see. One trick to the hooker. I already said that one. I love the smell of burning asphalt in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or Spawn says, "What's happening to me?" And the clown says, "Nothing. Just your necro flesh is going through its larvae stage. Soon you'll be getting hair in funny places, and you're going to start thinking about girls."
Oh, Lord.
If you strike oil, half of it's mine.
Oh, when he puts the worms
oops,
in mayonnaise.
Oops, a wet one. I hope I didn't stain my underwear. Look at that. Skid marks.
Ew, that's so gross.
Disgusting.
Oh. Hospital, have you looked in a mirror lately? Burnt man walking. Even the entire cast of ER couldn't put you back together again.
Funny, because the actor who plays Clown, or I think it was the one that plays Spawn, he was actually in ER.
Come on, my barbecue friend. Don't want to keep that side order potato salad waiting, now do we?
My lord.
Oh, wow.
Some of these are just... I can't say that one on air.
Nope.
You probably know which one I'm talking about, Fred.
How come Heaven gets all the good fellas and we're left with the bleep?
Yeah.
Yep.
Could do that one.
Different time that, back then.
Oh, just
time.
Way different time. Oh. Shocked and amazed at the wonders of necroflesh? You're not alone. For a limited time only, you too can have this handsome epidermis for the easing peensy price of your soul and a buttload of pain. Oh.
It's just
his I mean, this sounds like a country song. You can take that army of yours and shove it. You can take that. Uh-oh, you've got that. I want to beat that fat little man look in your eyes.
Wow.
I mean, his lines. Okay, I must say, as bad as the movie was, this movie, his lines, apart from some of them that are very off color,
they were just gross and unnecessary, yeah.
Gross and unnecessary.
John Leguizamo was in 12 episodes of ER.
Okay. Yeah. You've been violated by a little girly man when he's imitating Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, anyway.
When he licks Wanda and he's like, tastes like chicken. I was like, ugh. Okay. And that is in front of her daughter. That kid will need psychological assistance for the rest of her life.
The actress does too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, we just need you to put your head like this and act like there's like a giant tongue, because we're going to CGI that crap in there after the movie's over. So we need you to act like you're getting a tongue licking on you.
No, please no. Please no.
Oh.
Maybe they used a cow tongue or something.
So, is there anything else about this movie we really want to talk about?
I liked him walking away from the fire when he killed... whatever he killed. No. It was when he destroys the truck. I like him walking away from the fire. I feel like that shot was really nice. That's about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're done. Moving on.
I did, again, and I'll mention this, we said this earlier, I really did like the way his helmet, in a way, came back on when his armor came up.
And the way his cloak Venom. Like, armored the bike and stuff, yeah, that was awesome.
And became that white spear that took out the truck.
That's pretty cool. So, I mean, the final scene was him beating, you know, the devil and beating all hell's armies by shooting a green mist of nectoplasm through them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes.
Why is this rated R and there wasn't any blood? Like, when he got shot originally?
I'm guessing
like when
for
he's
language.
In Korea and you get...
I think that's what it was for language.
And for the images of hell. I could be wrong.
Well,
those weren't really images of hell. That was just garbage.
that was something. that was
like,
so
I
it
had
was...
to stop and ask Andrea, like, who are we looking at? Is that supposed to be Satan?
Like, so it's rated R for violence and crude humor.
Okay.
Yeah, we were a little more prudish in 97.
Yeah. The
Anybody get like a penguin vibe off this guy?
Yes.
Batman 2?
Very much, but I would rather watch the penguin again.
And I thought the penguin was really gross. I could not stand the penguin.
They said that Spawn, Clown, and Malabogia may frighten younger viewers, as well as the scenes which take place in hell.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. It says, for frightening and intense scenes, the parents' guide says, seeing a clown in a cheerleader outfit may frighten for some viewers.
Wow.
A fat clown. Thank you very much.
Oh, boy. All right, is everybody done with this then?
I think we're pretty much done.
All right, so let's look
flush the toilet, Mike.
Let's look at a little bit of behind the scenes then. Tim Burton was originally the choice to direct this movie.
I think that's part of the problem. But as much as I love Tim Burton, I'm not sure even he could have saved this.
It's honestly, like, I feel like that's what they were trying to go for, though. Like, a Tim Burton-esque kind of vibe with the clown. Like, I could see, like, some inspiration from Tim Burton. But, yeah, like, I feel like this would not have been good for him.
Yeah.
At all.
No.
It...
The and this one's not in the notes, but John Leguizamo, he actually had to crouch the entire time he was in this movie because he's taller than the suit itself was, so he was crouched over the entire movie. So if you notice his pants are like really big, it's because he's crouched over.
Huh. Oh wow!
Yeah, I could have sworn he was taller than that. It's like he was. Yeah.
This is the first film and to feature an African American as the lead comic book superhero.
Oh wow!
In the comic,
wasn't Blade though?
But Blade was after this. Blade was in a little after 90.
Oh, right, that's right. Okay.
In the comic, Cagliostro had a beard. Nicol Williamson refused to grow a beard or wear one. John Leguizamo revealed in an interview one day while he was shooting he had to go to the restroom very badly. However, it took almost an hour to get out of the suit he was wearing, so he wound up relieving himself while in the suit by accident due to it taking so long to get it off.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, there we go.
Terry Fitzgerald, Al Simmons' best friend before his death, is black in the comics. In the film, he is white, portrayed by D.B. Sweeney. Todd McFarlane explained that this change was made by the studio to avoid having too many black leads, as they believed this would give the false impression that the film's target audience was the African-American demographic.
That is a BS reasoning.
I agree.
And that is an interesting thing to put in an interview. Would not have flown today.
No. Oh, I agree. I just thought it was a very interesting piece of tidbit information to put in here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's interesting, but it's also BS.
Oh, yeah. All right, so casting. So these are the people that were considered for the role of Spawn or Al Simmons. Wesley Snipes, Cuba Gooding Jr., Snoop Dogg, Tony Todd, Alan Payne, Denzel Washington, Samuel L. Jackson, Ving Rhames, Tupac Shakur, LL Cool J, Sylvester Stallone, and Will Smith.
I could see Tony Todd or Ving Rhames play in this role.
Cuba Gooding would have been awful in this one. Snoop Dogg would have been awful in this one.
Oh yeah.
Denzel or Samuel L. Jackson.
I think Snoop would have fit in perfectly.
Maybe not.
I could see Snipes doing this, but Snipes was already committed over to Blade at the time.
I could almost see LL Cool J do it as well, but I think Ving Rhames would have been better. I'm not sure why Sylvester Stallone was even considered.
Yeah, I don't know. Will Smith, I'm glad Will Smith didn't do this movie because it probably would have tanked his career after doing Men in Black.
Well, it would have broken his early 90s streak of topping the box office.
Right.
Definitely.
Danny DeVito and Robert Carlyle were considered for the role of Clown Violator.
I can see Danny DeVito doing it,
but I think there would be too much confusion with his penguin role.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I get it.
Anthony Hopkins, had to crouch, though. Anthony Hopkins, Liam Neeson, Sean Connery, and John McMalkovich were considered for the role of Jason Wynn.
I appreciate that none of them watched this level.
Yes.
I like Martin Sheen. I'm sorry he's in this.
Yeah. Terry Fitzgerald, the roles some people were considered for him were Michael J. Fox, Billy Crystal, Rupert Everett, Kevin Costner, Tom Hanks, Kevin Kline, and Timothy Hutton.
None of those.
None of those?
No. Timothy Hutton, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not feeling any of those.
Yeah. Let's see. And then for the role of Wanda Blake, Nicole Kidman and Drew Barrymore were also considered.
No. They already whitewashed one role in this movie. I think doing another one would have been a bad idea.
Yeah. Anything else then? Let's go to rate this movie. So, I will start it off this time. I typically try to look for the positives in every movie. I really, really do. I tried really hard. I think the lowest score I ever gave a movie was 3, and I think it was The Phantom. I don't know what I gave a 3 to, but anyway, so I'm out of 1 out of 10 skid marked undies. I'm gonna give this movie. I can't debate. I'm debating between 1 or 2.
1.5
skid marked undies. Andrea, what about you?
I'm going to give it a 1.5 skid marked undies. Like, it's watchable, but I don't want
to watch it. It's traumatizing. It's watchable, but traumatizing.
Yeah.
All right. Fred, what about you?
I'll go ahead and give 2 points to the cape. So that's 2 out of 10 skid marked undies for the cape alone.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to give it 2, but just for the cape, because that cape is cool. I want that cape.
That's why I gave it half a point, and because every time
I'm not selling my soul to get it, but you know, I want that cape.
That's why I gave it a half a point. That, and because every time somebody farts, a demon gets her wings.
Yes, that gets half a point.
So, anyways, we don't have any listener feedback, and please do not send us listener feedback on this episode, but go and leave us a review of the podcast itself, not the movie we just got done watching. But the next episode, we're catching back up to 2006 where we're at, or 2005. We went back and hit a couple of ones that we missed. I can't believe we missed this next episode.
I'm glad that we did. And I'm regretting that we actually went back.
No, he's talking about the next one.
I'm talking about the next one.
Oh.
I can't believe that we missed this movie when I was making this list. So we're going to go back and we're going to watch from 2003, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I love this movie.
Yay!
So much.
I'm looking forward to this one.
I'm very much looking forward to this.
This one will probably get a 10 just because it came after Spawn.
I probably wouldn't go that far, but okay.
But that's from 2003, and then we're gonna get right back on track. In about a month after we do League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, 2 weeks later, we're gonna look at Ultimate Avengers, the movie, the animated movie. So we don't just do regular superhero movies here; we do animated superhero movies. So, keep those things in mind. Y'all, is there anything else?
I don't think so. I think we've beaten this horse to death.
We have. We've already told you where you can find us. We've already said find the show and support us. Find us on Twitter. I believe we said that, didn't we?
Yeah, don't forget
to come hang out in Discord.
Yes. Don't forget to leave reviews on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. We will read them as we record if you leave us a review. And just spread the word and support us, guys. And except for this show, except for this particular episode.
I was gonna say, except for this show, Gary. Except, what are you doing?
Except for this particular episode.
We
want
to put our best foot forward. Go back to the previous episode.
Go back and listen to our Sky High episode again. You can skip this one.
Yeah.
Although if you're listening to me say this now, it's probably too late. In which case, I'm sorry.
You've been derailed into this. Andrea, end us out here.
All right, so this ends the tragic viewing of Spawn. The music that you hear in this podcast is High Roller Mojo by Blue Stolly. And as silly as this sentence sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. And until next time, guys, please don't
Oops,
fart.
Twins. Oops, twins.
Bye, guys.
Oh, bye.